Good evening. It's nice to be with you again. Well, the day is now done. The experiences are over. They drift into the past. It is now time to let them go. Let the office stay where the office belongs. And whether you had the best day or the worst day, it is over. So let it go. And with ease and love, turn your attention to this moment, to this point in time and space. This is the only moment that exists for you. This is a time for relaxing, for enjoying the letting go, and a time for preparing ourselves for sleep. The last thing we do or think at night, we take in to sleep with us. So we want that last thought to be positive and healing. I would suggest that you do not listen to the news just before sleep. And please do not read newspapers at this time either. You don't want to take those disasters to sleep with you. Sleep is a time when we restore ourselves. Our bodies repair themselves and become renewed and refreshed. Our minds move into the dream state where problems of the day are solved, and we prepare for the new day. So let us let the body relax. Become very, very comfortable. It does not matter if you go to sleep while I am talking. For even if your conscious mind does not hear my voice, your subconscious mind is listening to and recording every word I say. So you don't have to do a thing. Just take a nice deep breath and let go. Relax your scalp and your forehead. Your eyes are closed and gently relaxed. It feels so good to close your eyes. The muscles of your face relax. Your eye muscles, your cheeks, your lips, your jaw releases. And now you relax the very base of your tongue. Your throat softens and opens, and the back of your neck relaxes. Now your shoulders let go. This relaxed feeling moves down through your upper arms, softening the muscles, into the elbows, through the lower arms, into the hands, through the knuckles, into the fingers, down to the very fingertips. Feel the tingling in your fingertips as your body relaxes more and more. Let your back relax. Feel all the muscles get very heavy. And visualize your vertebrae in perfect alignment. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, let your chest relax. Your rib cage is floating. Relax the stomach. Feel the peace and calm in the abdominal area. Let the hips relax and the genitals. And allow that relaxed feeling to flow down into the thighs, freeing all those heavy thigh muscles. Let the knees relax and the calf muscles. And move the relaxation into the ankles, through the feet, and out the toes. Your breathing is nice and easy now. Your body is heavy and yet floating. And now your skin relaxes. Then we go inside and allow all your internal organs to relax. And now give your emotions permission to just let go. Feel the peace in your mind and body. When we go to sleep, we wrap up the day. We refresh our mind and our body, and we prepare ourselves for the new day. So as we enter the sleep state, we want to take positive thoughts with us. Thoughts that will create a wonderful new day, a new future. So if there is any anger or blame in you, let it go. If there is any resentment or rage, let it go. If there is any jealousy or fear, let it go. If there is any guilt or need for punishment lingering in the corners of your mind, let it go. No matter how large a problem you may think you have, you are only dealing with a thought, and the thought can be changed. We choose to think a thought. The thought produces a feeling, and we believe that it is true. Imagine, even self-hatred is only hating a thought you have about yourself. And that thought can be changed. That's where our freedom lies, in our ability to choose a new thought to think. So let us consciously choose to release the need within us to be critical and judgmental of ourselves or others. Let us affirm that you are willing to see yourself with approval and acceptance, and that you are willing to allow other people to be themselves. Each person in our life is a mirror of where we are in consciousness. Some people mirror the joyous, loving side of us, and some people mirror the patterns that on a very deep level we want to change. Then we usually get angry and blame them for being wrong. Try to be aware that the people that irritate us the most have come into our lives to teach us what we need to learn about ourselves. In this very relaxed state, allow your mind to go over the various people in your world that annoy you. Think of what it is about them that bothers you the most. And now honestly look into your own life and see where you do the same thing. Now, if you are willing to release that pattern from within yourself, then you will find, much to your surprise, that you have healed the relationship. When you change your own thinking, you will change, and you will find that other people also change. I believe that everybody on this planet is doing the very best they can at any point in time and space, with the understanding and awareness and knowledge that they have, including yourself and including your parents. I want you to visualize yourself as a little child of 6 or 7. And look deeply into this child's eyes and see the longing that is there, and know that there is only one thing that this little child wants from you, and that is love and acceptance. So reach out your arms and embrace this child and tell it how much you love it. What a wonderful child it is. How beautiful it is. How bright and intelligent it is. How creative it is. And that it is allowed to make mistakes as it learns. And that you will always love it and be there for this child. Now let this little child get very small, just the size to fit into your heart, and put it there so that every time you look down, you can see it looking up at you, and you can give this child lots of love. Now visualize your mother as a little girl of 5 or 6, frightened and looking for love and not knowing where to find it. So reach out your arms and hold this frightened little girl and help her to feel safe. Tell her how much you love her and that you will always be there for her, no matter what. And when this frightened little girl relaxes and begins to feel safe, let her also get very small. Just the size to fit into your heart. And put her there with your own little child so they can give each other lots of love. Now allow yourself to visualize your father as a little boy of 3 or 4, frightened, crying, and looking for love. See the tears rolling down his face as he doesn't know where to turn. So once again, reach out your arms and hold his trembling little body. You know how to do this now. You're good at comforting frightened little children. Comfort him and sing to him. Let him feel how much you love him. Words are not necessary now. You can accomplish this just with feeling. Let him feel how much you love him. Let him feel that you will always be there for him. That he can trust you. And when his tears are dry, and you feel the love and peace in his little body, then let him get very small, just the size to fit into your heart. And put him there with the 2 other little ones, so that those 3 little children can give each other lots of love, and you can love them all the time. Your heart has so much love in it, and the more of this love that you share and give away, the more you will have to share. Love is not a substance that runs out. It's like a muscle. The less you use it, the more it withers and dies, and the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. And the love that you give out returns to you multiplied and greets you wherever you go. Love is the answer. Love is the most healing force there is. Love abolishes anger. Love releases resentment. Love gets rid of guilt. Love banishes blame. Love fades fear. Love opens the door. Love is the pathway to freedom and peace of mind. Love is the answer. And forgiveness is the way to love. The Course in Miracles says that all illness is created by being unforgiving, and that when you are ill, there is someone you need to forgive. They could be living or they could be dead, but continue to live in your mind. When we really understand that everyone in our life is a mirror of where we are, and that whatever they are doing, it is only a reflection of our own pattern. With this knowledge, we can never be angry or blame anyone again. All we need to do is to be willing to release the pattern within ourselves and to be grateful to them for showing us where we need to work. Let us affirm that we are willing to release the need to criticize and judge. We begin to learn to love and accept who and where we are now. We drop all blame and we become willing to change our patterns. Now let's do a series of affirmations, powerful statements of truth about ourselves. These are healing words, and in this relaxed state of mind, they sink deep into our subconscious mind, and we take these positive statements into our sleep and into the dream world, and we make them true for us. Affirm with me, it is easy for me to change. It is easy for me to change. I willingly release the past. I willingly and joyfully release the negative past. Burdens fall away from me. Old burdens easily fall away from me. I feel free and light. My mind feels free and light. I am secure. I am secure and powerful. I now choose to use my power. I choose to select my thoughts. I choose joy. I choose laughter. I choose enthusiasm. I choose self-esteem. I choose understanding. I choose compassion. I choose gentleness. I choose kindness. I choose friendliness. I choose love. I know I am worthwhile. I am worth liking. I am worth loving. I approve of myself. I choose health. I choose prosperity. I choose opportunity. I choose fulfillment and satisfaction. I choose success. I choose enlightenment. I choose forgiveness. I choose to release all barriers to love. I choose to let love flow through every area of my life and in all my relationships, from the most casual and fleeting to the most intimate and lasting. I choose harmony and loving communication wherever I am. I choose to see good and worth in everyone. I affirm I am an open channel for divine ideas. Whatever I need to know is always revealed to me, and whatever I need comes to me in the right time-space sequence. I know that all is well in my world. Feeling as good as I do, I now allow myself to drift off into sleep, deep, restful sleep. A deep sleep that is very refreshing and healing to me. I will awaken in the morning feeling good, looking good, with lots of energy, and looking forward to a terrific new day. My life is continuously changing for the better, and I rejoice that this is so. Good night. Sweet dreams. You are very safe. All is well. And I love you.